On Tuesday, June 9th, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Drug Task Force served a search warrant at three locations in the Garberville area. The first location, on the 400 block of Millville Road, agents located Ulysses Roman Contreras, along with Araceli Motherthal, and 28.82 pounds of processed marijuana, packing materials, and a large amount of U.S. currency. The second location, on the 900 block of Springview Lane, agents located Marissa Capra, 229.3 pounds of processed marijuana, Pay-N-O sheets, packaging materials, industrial scales, and a large amount of U.S. currency. At the third location, on the 300 block of Twin Trees Road, agents located an illegal marijuana grow with 2,075 growing marijuana clones and 421 growing marijuana plants. The plants were eradicated. Ulysses Roman Contreras, Araceli Motherthal, and Marissa Capra were transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where they were booked on the following charges: maintaining a location to sell narcotics or a controlled substance, possession of marijuana for sales, cultivation of marijuana, and conspiracy. We spoke with Lieutenant Pete Leipzig, who oversees the Humboldt Sheriff's Marijuana Enforcement Team and Drug Task Force, to learn more about the mechanisms behind these arrests and how growers with legal licensing who sell into the gray market are not safe from raids and being arrested.
So my question really is, with the recent arrests that made the news in Garberville involving three individuals and an illegal grow operation, what are kind of the mechanisms of, you know, current illegal grows that you folks are targeting, and how might they interact or not interact with the current legal market system?
Yeah, so I would say our tactics in general are the same as always. I mean, if you do not have a license with the state or locally, you are subject to investigation if you are actively cultivating. And so that's something that we focus on. Oftentimes we have seen the uptick in this idea that if you have a license under your name or in a business name that you're associated with, that it's kind of a safety net that will shield you from any enforcement action. And that's not true. We are aware of this idea that a good portion of product being cultivated with an active DCC license is moving into the black market. That's something we track often. And we have been definitely active in those areas. A lot of issues that we've been seeing is with the labor issues. We track a lot of the human trafficking and wage theft issues that occur. And once again, just because somebody has a state license, that is not a protective shield that blocks them from law enforcement being able to look into that. And so that's something that I think over the years since legalization, that's kind of been the direction that the market has gone. But we try to keep up on that as well.
It is well known in Southern Humboldt that many growers who have DCC licensing to legally grow marijuana also sell into multiple marketplaces. That includes the farm bill market and the more traditional gray market that often flies under the radar of law enforcement. What Lieutenant Pete Leipzig is stating is alarming for our local cannabis industry. The DCC, for example, was not involved with this case, and the sheriff's office only used the DCC database to check for licensing during the process of obtaining a warrant. This may mark the rumblings of a new era of cannabis enforcement in Southern Humboldt. That even with a DCC licensed legal grow operation, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is actively pursuing enforcement against marijuana grows who sell into marketplaces that are not DCC regulated. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.